Hello again. Welcome to Feathercast. I'm Sharon Foger. In just a few weeks, we have ApacheCon North America in Miami. And just for information, it's running from the 16th to the 18th of May. And you can find more information and also details of the schedule and also the mini conferences on ApacheCon.com. One of the sessions that we always have at ApacheCon is the PGP key signing. And today I'm talking to Jean-Frédéric Claire about it. So once again, thank you for joining me. Welcome, Jean-Frédéric.
Thank you very much, Sharon.
First of all, can I start by asking you about what is a PGP key?
A PGP key is pretty good privacy set of keys. Basically, you have two keys, a private one and a public one. And you use the private one to sign, encrypt, and people can use the public one, verify the signature, or verify the data you have sent to them.
Okay. So who has one, and how do I get one?
Well, you need to create it. It's explained in the wiki. It's explained in a lot of place in the internet. Search for PGP key signing. You will have instruction how to create private and the public key. Mm-hmm. And the next thing is, like, of course, it's a key, and like the web, this key need to be signed by someone.
So generally for Apache, you would say that all our committers should have their PGP key created, their key pairs created.
In all the project, anyone can be a release manager. A release manager will have to sign the tarball or the zip or whatever is we are delivering. So it needs to be signed, and the usual tool to sign is a PGP key to sign.
So then, tell me, what is the key signing? What happens?
So the key signing is, as I was saying before, is the key need to be signed. What we're going to do is to build a web of trust. Basically, we have no central authority which is going to sign the key. Anyone can that have a key can sign another one key. So the key signing is basically, we're going to meet each other, and we're going to exchange some key information, basically the checksum of the key, and we're going to sign each other key.
Okay. So why is it so important for building this trust for signing each other's keys?
Basically, to build the trust, you need to meet in person. You're going to sign someone's key with your key at home, but to trust that the key the other one is presenting is really his key, you need to see the other one. And we only need basically to decide what you want to use to control that the one presenting the key is really someone you can trust. You can use a passport, a national ID, or the Linux ID, or just trust the people because you've already seen them in life or they are friends or things like that.
Ah, okay. So the people meet together, and they share their keys, they prove their identity, so you can see that the key actually belongs to the person that you're wanting to share your key with. And in that way, you build this web of trust.
You don't share the key, you share the ID of the key. The public keys are somewhere in the server. This is important. In this room, there should be only one computer. It's the one showing the keys so that we can check that what is on the paper, what is on the web page of the key signing correspond really to what the people are saying.
Okay. So who can participate in the key signing?
Anyone can participate to the key signing. The thing is, like, some people should come, and if you are a release manager, you must come. Because you want to get your key signed, because a key which is not signed is useless.
Okay. Do people need to register to participate in the key signing?
Yes, you need to register because you want that your key is loaded in the keyring, and that we need to see you. And you need to make some homework before by sending your key to the key signing email address.
Okay. So where can they get some more information? Because it sounds like there's some preparation that needs to be done before they attend.
Yes, we have a wiki page which explained the different steps to create a key, when you need to mail it. And in case you have a doubt, you can mail me at gfclaire@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. It also sounds like a bit of a social event. If people are coming together, meeting, verifying who people are, it sounds a bit like a social event. Is that true?
Yeah, usually it turned into a kind of a social event. Of case, it's happened at the end of the main tracks of the conference. So in some cases, we had some beers at the event. And usually you show each other ID. You exchange a bit from which country you are, because usually people check their ID with a national ID. So it's a way to, you know, we work with people in the internet. They are somewhere in the world. And then suddenly you see the ID, you realize that, oh, I'm French, and this guy is French. I was never noting it.
That's a good way to share things. So when is the key signing? What date is it happening?
The key signing is happening after the main track on Tuesday, May 16th.
Okay. And on the schedule, I think it's at 6 p.m.?
Yes, it's just after the main presentation have finished. So basically that anyone can come.
Okay. All right then. So that's some information on the PGP key signing. That's happening on the 16th of May after the main tracks at around 6 p.m. So if you'd like to get any more information on that, you can contact Jean-Frédéric at jfclaire@gmail.com. So thanks very much, Jean-Frédéric, for speaking to me about the PGP key signing, and good luck with the event at ApacheCon in Miami. So thank you very much.
Thank you.